Hello, my good friends. It is your long-lost host of the Finding Meaning podcast. I apologize for the lack of consistency in my podcasting, if it matters to you. A lot going on in my life right now. Looking at some surgery soon on my hip. Getting ready to start back to college as a 55-year-old college senior. Just a lot going on. This is January 6th, 2021. So we are very much in a pandemic still. It really has been almost insane, has it not, my friends? The sheer insanity. I mean, I don't want to sugarcoat what's gone on since really November. Just craziness of all sorts. And I guess maybe even back to March with the beginning of this dreadful pandemic. But it does seem, at least to me, I don't know about to you, but it does seem to me that things have gone so far off any rails that it almost defies sort of a definition of what's going on. That collective false self that I always talk about in these podcasts, it has really shown itself in very profound and scary ways. One of the things that I have learned in my journey, in my human journey, which is my spiritual journey, is that when you are inviting people, when you're inviting individuals and systems to the next paradigm, to the next place of being, to maybe hopefully the next reality that will shed more light and give more clarity to what it means to be on this human journey. When you invite people to that place, there's a high cost to that. There's a line in the movie The Matrix, and if you listen to these podcasts, you know I really love that movie because I believe it sort of holds the metaphor of what it means to live in a reality that's created by something false. But there's a line in that movie where one of the characters is explaining to Neo, the lead character, that even though you're trying to liberate people, they will do anything to hold on to their false reality. My work, a long time ago, I used to do a lot of volunteer work at a treatment center in Des Moines, Iowa. And that was true there too, that people will do anything to not change, to hold on to a reality, even if that reality is nightmarish. My 20 years as a clergy person, I have found this to be especially true. Even when there weren't chemicals involved, people don't just look at change as difficult. People aren't just reluctant about change. People will start wars, will harm other people. Somebody invites them out of that reality and into a new one. This day, January 6, 2021, will be a day that's very important in history because as I am giving this podcast, I am watching our Capitol building in Washington, D.C. be stormed by protesters. What they are is there are people who don't want to accept change. That's not a judgment, it's just a fact of all of us. We don't want to to accept change, especially when it challenges our core beliefs. I'm not going to judge anyone here, but I want to point out that's universally true. That when you challenge someone's core beliefs, and especially when on some level they realize that you're right, they will do great harm to hold on to those beliefs. The same is true as individuals, my friends, that when we ask for the Great Spirit, our higher power, to lead us into a new being, we often self-sabotage that because we are so terrified of what that means, of leaving behind what we know. You know, the old saying, better the devil you know, right? So we are all being invited into a new place of being. We are always being invited by the universe into a new paradigm, into the next way of perception, into the next way of being that will allow us to more appreciate the here and the now, to be more compassionate, to be more loving, to be more authentic as people. And despite the mistakes we make or despite the choices we make, that invitation is always extended to us. And the question really is, you know, are we aware enough of ourselves, of the false realities that we live in? Do we have enough awareness of a God, a universe of love, to allow that love to direct us? Are we aware of this? Do we have any modicum of awareness around this? I want to leave you with a thought. I'm not going to talk a long time. But I think that if we can somehow, just for a moment, say to ourselves, regardless of where we are at on the spiritual path, if all of us could just for a moment say that we know that we're being invited into new ways of living, into new ways of being, into new ways of perceiving, into new ways of creating our reality. If we can allow just for a moment the thought that we may not be right, or where we are at is just but a stop on a journey, then I think, folks, we might just stand a chance. So what I encourage you to do is realize that where you are at right now is where you are at. You need to be there in that present moment. But understand also that there is a new paradigm just beyond the one you're living in, where if we trust the universe of love, we'll get there. So may it be.